Leaky Girlfriend, written by Alerted and narrated by Maggie's Cappies. Find more ABDL stories and audio on patreon.com/alerted. Get out of the car. No, I'm sorry, but I'm not giving you back your wet pants. You're going to have to go inside like this and ask your friend for a change of clothes. It's your own fault for not telling me you had to go potty when we were in the car, and now the seat is ruined. Thank God that the woman at the rest area gave you one of her daughter's pull-ups so that you could make it to the end of this trip. I think you should keep the training pants on for the rest of the night, just in case. Oh, come on, don't be so shy. Accidents happen. Sure, you might be a bit too old to be walking around in pull-ups. I'm sorry. I don't mean to make fun of you, it's just you make that noise, that crinkling when you walk, like an actual baby in a diaper. It's adorable. Aw, don't pout. I'm joking. It's not a diaper. It's a... they're training pants, right? That's what the lady said, anyways. Okay, enough playing around now. You go ring that bell and wait for your friend to open the door. Here we go. So this went better than expected. Your friend kind of laughed at you for wearing pull-ups, but she didn't seem so surprised that you peed your pants. Oh, you want to take it off? No, no, no. You're keeping it on while we're out tonight. I'm dead serious. A bit of padding on you won't hurt. Your friend was nice enough to lend you that pretty dress, and you can't give it back all wet, can you? You know what happens when you have too much to drink, and I'm not paying for another car seat cleaning just because you can't control yourself while you're drunk. You've had far too many accidents for me to endure, so just count yourself lucky I'm not making you wear a big, puffy diaper under that tight dress. What is there to debate? You had an accident in my car, and we weren't even out yet. Come on, you put that dress on over your trainers, baby girl. Chop chop. Don't worry, it's not showing at all. Just don't forget to cross your legs when we're sitting. The crinkling noise will be covered by the music in the club. It might only be a problem here in the house, before we go out, but your friend already saw them. The others will show up soon, but if anyone else notices, I'm sure they'll understand. Didn't you tell me you peed on the couch here once? There you go. You've been here before. What's a pair of padded undies going to change? I actually should have thought of that sooner. If we had put you in pull-ups before, my car seat wouldn't be soaked right now. What do you say we stop by the store to get you some more on our way to the club? We won't have to tell anyone. We'll pull the bag in the trunk and you can carry a few spares in your purse. Oh, aren't you blushy? Of course I know you're not a baby. Don't worry. Remember what the nice lady told you. These aren't diapers. You slide them up all by yourself. They were her daughter's. Who knows how old she is? Maybe she's even your age. Okay, I'm kidding. These are Minnie Mouse pull-ups. She's probably not your age, but still. Now that I think of it, will these hold if you go tinkle in them? Oh, I'm not sure about that. They seem pretty small for your size. No, we really need to get you the bigger version at the store. And I'll put an extra one in my bag. You tell me if you need a change. Nobody will know. They're just like your regular underwear. Except you won't be all worried about making a mess for the rest of the night. No buts. I know you don't need them, honey. That's why they're just in case. You know how long the lines are to get to the girls' bathroom. I don't want to hear anything more, or you'll end up over my knee and I'll put you in them myself over your red butt. Don't you dare complain, because I'll do it. I'll spank the shit out of you and everyone will hear, and then I will still buy you the pull-ups you need and make you wear them every night. I bet your friends would love to see you in them. I bet they'll volunteer to make sure you have them on before you go to bed or even put them on you. We'll keep drinking in the living room while you shamefully go upstairs with one of us and come back down, all dressed in your pajamas and crinkly pair of trainers underneath. Oh, and you think putting it on at 8 p.m. is early? Well, every time you misbehave, it'll be an hour earlier, so be careful what you say. You might wind up having to put on your training pants in the middle of the afternoon. Oh, that'd be so adorable! You would carry them around at school and hide in a bathroom stall to slide your padded trainers up your skirt? Come out with a defeated look, never knowing when someone could catch a glimpse of your glorified diaper if the wind catches under your skirt. Look at you, squirming in your pink pull-ups. You're so scared you probably wet yourself already. Don't worry, I'll keep your secret. All you need to do is follow my rules. No, I'm not being a bitch. You're the one who's acting like a dirty little girl who can't keep her pants dry, and I will make sure you are treated accordingly. Are you going to be a good girl now? Great. Let's go get your diapers. Get in the car.